Alrighty, folks, this is a shout out to my audience. Several of you reached out to me and said, hey, did you hear what Taylor said about the NAR settlement? He has a passionate opinion that is different than yours. So I knew I was going to talk to him today, so I did not watch it. I'm going to hear and react to his feelings right now in real time. Taylor, how you doing, man?
I hit a hornet's nest with this post.
I think I had 5 or 6 people reach out to me going, you can ask Taylor about that? I'm like, I have no idea what you guys are talking about. But yeah, apparently you hit one pretty good.
Oh my gosh, did I ever. It was the most visceral response that I've had to anything I've ever put out. And you know what? In hindsight, as I re-looked at it, it was warranted. Essentially,
okay.
The message.
Self-reflection.
The message that came through was not my intended message. And I just didn't do a good job. Okay. The message that came through was that realtors aren't worth their while. And that was the hornet's nest I hit so badly.
And people have a reaction to that?
Yeah, apparently they didn't like that. No, and that was not
they didn't like that.
That was not my intention. You hear me? Just like my face is getting red now. I'm flushed. I'm embarrassed. No, that was not my intention. My intention was that I do support what is playing out here. And the thinking there is not to say, hey, listen, I want realtor commissions to go to zero. That's an absurd thought. But my point was, and I shared my personal story. So my personal story is the house that I bought, I went online. I found the house on Zillow. I did not have a realtor. I did not. So I called the listing agent and I said, hey, I'd like to come look at the house. And like all listing agents said, you're crazy. We're not letting you in the house without someone babysitting you. And I said, okay, cool. So I then call a realtor and I say, hey, I want to enter this house. Will you take me through it? That's the initial relationship that's starting to play out here.
Fair enough.
So they go, yeah, we go look at the house. We buy the house. We pay the realtor $25,000.
You or the seller?
The seller. Okay. Well, you want to go down that rabbit hole. Who paid them $25,000? I guess the seller did. But at the end of the day, I look at this and say, the house price was just inflated by 3%, so you could pay this person to have opened the door for me. And I'm not saying that every relationship is that way.
So let's poke at that a little bit.
I'm already down this rabbit hole, and now I'm already saying that buyer's agents aren't worth it. Keep going. I will make my full point, though. Go ahead.
Pull up. So again, as you know, I've bought hundreds of properties. Hundreds. I don't need a buyer's agent. I haven't really used an agent in any way in 15 years. So I understand where you're coming from. Let's talk about this notion that home prices were inflated by 3%. Because that's where I have a visceral reaction.
Okay.
Because I have heard people say, and maybe you believe this, is home prices will come down because of this.
I do believe that.
Well, I think you're an idiot.
Wouldn't be the first.
Yeah, wouldn't be the first. Oh my God, we disagree. Because again, right? Home prices are based on, you know, appraised value, other transactions. And I have, so I've bought a lot of homes and I've sold a lot of homes. I have never looked at the price that I'm listing my home at and saying, hey, if I can get, like, I can get the commission down to 3%, I'm going to lower my sale price by 2% because I've only ever paid 5%. I never paid 6. I pay 5. I've never had the thought one time and never will have the thought in the future. Oh, I'm going to grind these agents to 3. They're going to split 1.5. And then I'm going to drop the price 2%. Hell no. I'm going to keep that 2%.
Okay.
The price will not change.
Let me spin that to you a different way.
Sure.
I'm just going to use round numbers because it's easier. You have a $1 million home.
Yep.
And there is a buyer's agent on it. Or I'm sorry, there's a seller's agent on it. The seller's agent says they're going to pay the buyer's agent 3%. And so thus, the price is going to be 6%. You know, associated with commissions.
Sure.
If someone were to call you directly and somehow not be able to use that buyer's agent and say, listen, your seller's agent's going to keep 3. You're not going to have to pay the 3. Are you not going to be willing to reduce the house price by 1.5 or 2% and net something positive over what you would have netted to begin with?
So yes, of course. So if I was going to pay 6 and for whatever reason, I was going to pay 3, but that's not the situation we're in.
Capital markets move. This is a capitalistic society. Listen, if you go to buy something at the store and you can pay this doesn't make any sense to me. I understand what you're saying because what we've seen in the past, But if we're going to pay less in commissions, why would the transaction not be less as a whole?
Because you only make that choice during your listing. So when I sign the listing agreement, I have already agreed to what my net is going to be.
Right. But again, what I'm saying is if that relationship changes on the front end and the realization that, listen, the buyer's agent isn't automatically going to book 3%.
Right.
Your listing price is going to change. And you say, listen, I'm going to put it on comps. Okay. I understand that you're going to put it on comps, but if every comp starts to change because commissions come in, that makes sense.
So I'm reacting to this today in what is arguably one of the hottest sellers markets on record. I will agree with you. If we go back to say 2013 to maybe 2016 and there's 2 million listings, I'm going to start reducing my price. But again, that has nothing to do with the commission split. The commission's 3 versus 4 versus 6. I'm trying to sell my property. I'm trying to get the net number. Right.
But so again, if every house on the market comes to market with the assumption that commissions are going to be all in at 4% versus 6%, markets are efficient.
Sure.
Prices will reflect that. It might take a little bit of time to bleed through the system. And so at the end of the day, my big argument here that I didn't make clearly on that post is the fact that I want the buyer, them to pay their agent commensurate with the level of work that the agent does. Their agents that work with buyers where they have to show them 100 homes. They deserve well more than 3%. I totally get that. But if I call a buyer's agent and say, listen, take me into this home, I don't want to pay them 3%. That doesn't make sense.
So I agree with that entirely. I mean, the thing that's going to change with the NAR settlement is the buyer's agent side. And I think what's going to happen very quickly in, you know, real estate terms is 4 to 8 quarters. I mean, that's fast.
Right. Yeah, fair.
Is we will have low end kind of fixed price buyer's agents, you know, open the door, make sure I don't steal anything, you know, fill out paperwork. And then there will be high service kind of, you know, 3%, and there'll be nothing in the middle. I think that is where buyer's agents.
Does anyone get paid more based on this on the buyer's side?
Oh, it certainly could happen.
Like, is 3% just like, because to be honest, like that would mean if no one pays more than 3% and some people are paying less, buyer's agents are out money, right?
I think commission. I think net sellers. Again, the lawsuit was sellers, right? I think sellers win in this. I think owners win. I think when the pennies and dimes are counted, I think buyer's agents lose. I think listing agents lose a little, but sellers win. I think sellers net more. I think that's where this comes.
Yeah, I don't agree. I think that at the end of the day, it's going to be an efficient market. And so whatever's going to happen on the seller side, if the seller looks at this and says, now I have to set my price based on a 3% assumed commission, I think the prices come down over time.
Dude, I have never met a seller ever that thought about.
They don't want to take less. But at the end of the day, if new houses are coming on market, I'm talking about an extended runway here. I'm not saying that everyone's not going to look at comps over the last year and say, hey, I can still sell for this. But
if the entire industry
subtracts 3% of the payment that the seller has to give to the agents, how do prices not come down in an efficient market?
I guess we're going to find out. Because again, I do not see it happening that way. I, as somebody that's been in the game for 20 some odd years, I've bought and sold lots of properties. And again, maybe I'm an anomaly, right? Again, not many people have bought as many as I have. So maybe I'm horribly biased in this.
No, I think that makes you more educated than it.
I just want to, because again, I love the passion. I love the fact we disagree. I think in a seller's market, I do not see a single seller taking less than the house is worth. And today we have 550,000 homes available. 2019, we had 1.1 million. If we had active inventory go above 1 million, if we have days on market go from a teenager to 50 and the market is slower, you're going to find motivated sellers easier. And yes, motivated sellers will then start looking to shave corners, but they would have done that anyway.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. In an extremely tight market, I'm not sure there's an impact. In a balanced market, I don't think there's a way that you can look at the market and say, listen, There's going to be a 1.5% reduction commission. Let's just say that's where things wind up happening on the buyer's side. Sure. I don't see how that doesn't reflect in prices.
I will agree with that. In the market that we're in today, no negligible impact. It's just
I'm fine with that.
Yeah,
I'm fine with that. Over time, efficient markets, things will play out and prices will come down if commissions come down.
Okay. All right. We agree with that. So really it's about when the market returns to some sort of equilibrium. And the reason I agree with it now after batting this around is what will happen when we get back to equilibrium is motivated sellers will separate from the field. And motivated sellers will look for reasons to drop, like to sell faster, which you lower prices. I mean, that's just how it works, right? Yep. The efficient market. So I agree with that. The question is, when do we get there?
Yeah, let me spin it a little bit different way. If you have different pasta makers on the shelf and you go to the grocery store and there's a 5% sales charge on it and they reduce the sales charge to 2.5%, does the price of the pasta go up?
No.
And that's the point. The price of the pasta in whole comes down, and that's the commission on top of the sales price. It's not to say that the sales price is just going to adjust. Again, I do agree with you in the current market, potentially it doesn't happen. But over time, things are efficient and they will come down. I mean, that's...
Yeah. Again, we have to get back to a balanced market. And I will agree with that. We get back to a balanced market. We have days on market, 60 plus days, which again is not historically high. It's just much higher than we are today. What will happen is the motivated sellers will separate from the field. They will want to sell faster. And the way to sell faster, the way to get eyeballs, the reason to get there is you will lower prices. Lowering prices in mass will set new comps. And this could lead to lower prices.
You see this? We agree. It just takes a little bit to get there.
Yeah. It's not 2024. It's not 2024.
Let me reiterate my point too, to not piss people off like I have in the past. My point is the amount of work done by the buyer's agent should be commensurate with their commission. For someone that doesn't need any service, like I didn't need any service, that commission should be lower. That said, on the other side, some people should be paying 5-6% probably.
Agreed.
On the buyer's agent side.
Yeah, and then I think what happens, and again, it'll happen probably in 25 or 26, there will be I don't know why Zillow and Redfin, maybe they're waiting for this to be signed. That's probably what they're doing, right? Let's just assume this gets signed or agreed to in June or July, whenever that is. I would imagine Redfin, Zillow announce a 1% buyer's fee for these services. Because again, back to your example, you're not getting in that house by yourself.
Yep.
Not happening.
Yep. No.
You're going to have to go with
someone. No one's coming to my house by themselves. That's for sure.
No, exactly. So there will be some service that they will, like, here's a 1% service fee. We'll take you to 10 open house or 10. We'll get you in 10 houses. We'll file the paperwork. We'll coordinate the inspections, whatever. That's 1%.
Totally agree. And I actually, so this was just my negligent, not thinking more about it, opinion of things. When I saw this announced and I saw Zillow plummet 15%, I was like, boy, that's weird. I would think this would actually be advantageous for them for exactly the reason that you just stated.
Oh, I agree.
But then looking further into it, obviously what happens is these real estate listing agents or the agents, whatever, agencies rather, pay to advertise on. And if they don't have the commissions to make that payment, boom, obviously the hit on that comes.
Yeah, I think they're going to suffer short term. But again, I suspect there are project teams at Zillow and Redfin actively working on a 1% buyer's fee. They're going to get the services and then they'll announce it the day after this is, you know, approved or signed or whatever. I'd be shocked.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to push all of my bad publicity on this from social media. I'm going to say, hey, go watch this video because I think this explains it a little further. Hopefully I don't come off as much like an ASS as I did.
So you don't just hate all buyer's brokers. You want it to be paid with the work that they do. That's reasonable. Correct. There you go. Well, where can people find these rants that you occasionally go on?
where can people get mad at me? Go get mad at me on Instagram and on TikTok @LifeGoalInvestments.
Thank you.